Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch bite the dust.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Lehman Brothers has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's the largest failure of an investment bank in almost 20 years. Lehman was the country's biggest underwriter of those now toxic mortgage-backed securities. It had been trying to sell off some of its more valuable parts, but yesterday the last of the buyers backed out. And Merrill Lynch is now the property of Bank of America. The country's largest brokerage agreed to sell itself to B of A for about $50 billion. That's roughly half of what it was worth last year. And Wall Street is already buzzing about who will bite the dust next. Jim Rogers heads up investment firm Rogers Holdings. Jim, how serious is this? Is this part of a natural correction?
Stacey, it is part of a correction, but the correction is going to go on for some time. You know, America's going to have the worst, or is having the worst, financial and perhaps economic time since the Second World War.
Who are the winners and losers going to be?
Well, the losers are mainly going to be the financial industry, the financial community in America, because there have been gigantic amounts of foolish mistakes made, and now they're starting to be, this is not fun, but now a lot of them are going to go bankrupt. It's going to be cleaned out. Employment in the financial community is going to be greatly reduced over the next decade, and the winners will be people who are literally in agriculture, mining, energy, people who are
commodities.
Real assets, natural resources. All those people who got MBA should have been going to agricultural school in the past 20 years.
The government has basically made a decision not to help bail out, or made the decision not to bail out Lehman the way that it did Bear Stearns. Is that a mistake, or is that the right move?
No, they should not have bailed out Bear Stearns. That was the first mistake. Bailing out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was another mistake. What's happened, Stacey, is the federal government now realizes it doesn't have many bullets left. It's used up a lot of its assets bailing out people, and now if you look at the Federal Reserve, it's terribly overextended. The federal budget is terribly overextended. The debt situation is overextended. And you say they decided not to bail out Lehman. That's correct. But what they did do, they also said, but we will let people, banks, financial institutions, now come and borrow even more money from us with even less collateral.
And just really quickly, what are we going to see in the next 6 months?
You're going to see more financial failures. You're going to see less credit. You're going to see a contraction of the American and world economy. Again, many of us are going to have more difficult times. Some of us are going to do extremely well, but there will not be many of those.
Well, Mr. Rogers, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Stacey.
Jim Rogers heads up investment firm Rogers Holdings. As you can imagine, the markets are not taking any of this news very well. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed about a tenth of a percent. This morning, London's FTSE and Germany's DAX both down more than 3.5%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 4.8%. And it may not be just a knee-jerk reaction. Europe is talking recession, as Megan Williams reports.
Stocks in Europe took a major dip this morning with news of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy and Bank of America's takeover of Merrill Lynch. Last week, European stocks shot up to a recent high when the U.S. government said it would take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But with no more short-term government shore-ups, says U.K. market strategist Joshua Raymond, Europe is bracing itself for the worst.
Yeah, any sort of relief, it always tends to give like a very short-term relief. I mean, the best example is the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sort of scenario, but fundamentally we're on the downside here.
European Central Bank reacted to the news by saying it will lend financial institutions as much money as they need, but not by cutting interest rates. The central bank began auctioning loans at 4.25% this morning. Joshua Raymond says even with help from the ECB, Europe, and especially England, is in for a recession.
We're looking at negative growth, certainly in the UK, I would say, and then obviously in France and Germany. And the worrying sentiment here is that France and Germany might be in a better position to return to positive growth in a nearer term than the UK.
Raymond says Germany and France are less entwined with the U.S. housing market loans, while the U.K. is closely trailing the U.S. For now, downhill. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And in this country, much of it is reeling after Hurricane Ike. More than a dozen are reported dead and many more are missing. Ike also dealt a huge blow to one of the country's healthiest regional economies. Houston had actually added about 57,000 jobs in the past year, and home prices had been holding steady.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. By The Economist, every week covering issues that matter around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
The dollar is way down today, as you can imagine, and Asian currencies have taken a hit as well. That volatility probably won't end anytime soon, as Scott Tong reports.
The Philippine peso sits at its lowest level of the year against the dollar. India's rupee sits at a two-year low. In Russia and Korea, the drops are so severe that governments have intervened to stabilize exchange rates. These are the emerging markets that hopeful economists thought could ride out the global storm. But the storm gets worse by the day, says David Cohen. He's with Action Economics in Singapore.
There's the fear that with the U.S. and Europe and Japan slowing more severely, that this is finally going to pull down some of the Asian exporting economies with it.
There may not be enough buyers in the developed world for all those Asian exports. A positive counterweight is China. It's still growing at 8 or 9%, still importing Korean computer chips and Japanese bulldozers. But these days, the prevailing view among currency traders is to go conservative and retreat at least a bit from emerging markets. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.